Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Texas Rangers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Rivers. Batting second. The second baseman, Bump Wills. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting sixth. The DH, John Ellis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Greg Malberg. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Nelson Norman. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Doyle Alexander. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The right fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Stan Pappy. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike O'Berry. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, John Tudor. And now, play ball. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Paquette. Rivers reaches second base with a double. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rivers moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a line drive into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a fly ball into left field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn takes first base on ball four. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk, who is chasing the ball. Rice reaches third base with a triple. Lynn goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivers. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Watson reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Watson moves to third. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Rangers nothing. the Rangers will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Greg Malberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Tudor covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Rangers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike O'Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tudor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Rangers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Paquette moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Paquette moves to third. Lynn moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Paquette tags and scores. Lynn tags and moves to third. One out. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Watson takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zisk hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Rangers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappy hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike O'Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ellis is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0 for 1 in the game. Montanez hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Malberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Malberg takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm pinch hits for Nelson Norman. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by O'Berry for a passed ball. Malberg moves to second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Rangers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm now playing third base. Buddy Bell now playing shortstop. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Paquette for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rivers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Rivers reaches second base with a double. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 2 in the game. Wills bunts towards the mound. Tudor fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivers moves to third. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rivers tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Rangers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-2 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Wills fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0-2 in the game. Pappy takes first base on ball 4. Hobson moves to second. Mike O'Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Berry is 0-2 in the game. O'Berry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-3 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hobson scores. There goes Pappy trying to get to third. Rivers throws the ball into Soderholm, who tags Pappy for the out. It's 5-1, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-2 in the game. Zisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-2 in the game. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ellis moves to second. One out. Greg Malberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malberg is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Malberg hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Watson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 2-3 in the game, with two doubles. Rivers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Rangers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Rangers 4. The Rangers will come to bat. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-2 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Ripley now pitching. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Zisk hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Rangers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Watson strikes out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Pappy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Rangers 4. The Rangers will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ellis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Rangers, 5, Red Sox, 5. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-3 in the game. Montanez hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Malberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Malberg strikes out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Rivers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Soderholm moves to second. Bill Campbell now pitching. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-3 in the game. Wills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soderholm scores. Rivers moves to third. It's 6-5, Rangers. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Kern now pitching. Carlton Fisk pinch hits for Mike O'Berry. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burleson bunts towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burleson for the out. Fisk moves to second. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk scores. It's Rangers, 6, Red Sox, 6. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Rangers 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Rangers will come to bat. Gary Allinson now catching. Dick Drago now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zisk strikes out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Rangers 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Watson bunts for a double play. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-4 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kern fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Rangers 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Rangers will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-4 in the game. Montanez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Rangers. Greg Malberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malberg is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Malberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Rivers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Rangers 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Stan Pappy. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans pinch hits for Gary Allinson. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burleson for the out. The game is over. The final score, Texas Rangers, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.